高兴今天回到这边来。
I'm very happy that I would return here today.
去年圣诞节的时候，我曾经跟大家分享过有心愿。
Last Christmas, I was here sharing with you one of my wish.
我是告诉大家，我说有几个特别的日期，我想能够再讲到，是一个很祝福的事情。
And I shared with you that there are several things I was wishing could be a matter of a blessing to me.
一个是当然是我们讲到耶稣基督的出生。
So first was the birth of our Lord Jesus.
另外一个当然我们就是关耶稣为我们在十字架上面受死。
And the second is when Jesus suffered for us on the cross.
如果上个礼拜你们有好像是马牧师在这边讲。
So last week, Reverend Ma was here to preach.
不过今天我还是会继续讲耶稣复活的事情。
So today I'll continue to speak on the matters of Jesus' resurrection.
上个礼拜我们是纪念复活节。
We remembered Easter last Sunday.
我相信大家对复活节的意思都应该很明白。
And I think last week if we read the passage today, we would have better understanding.
这就是纪念耶稣在十字架上面为我们的罪而死。
Is to remember that Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
然后三天复活。
And then 3 days later, he resurrected.
在耶稣复活之后，他还在地上停留了40天。
After his resurrection, he stayed on this earth for 40 days.
然后他升天。
Then he ascended.
耶稣在地上发了40天是。有蛮长的一段时间。
So the 40 days that he spent was quite a long period of time.
我不知道他为什么要再发40天。
I do not know why he want to spend the 40 days more.
我想我也不是需要研究他是什么原因，但是我们可以应该花一点时间看一下他这40天在做什么事情。
Well, I don't think we need to study why he stayed, but we should study what he has accomplished in those 40 days.
假如你翻开读了每一本的福音书，在每一本书最后的一章都是讲到耶稣复活以后那40天的事情。
If you turn to the last chapter of the four books of a gospel, you will realize the last chapter of each one of them discussed what Jesus did during the 40 days of after resurrection.
有些很简单，但是也有些比较详细，特别在约翰福音后面还是有两章，20、21章。
Some was very simple, but some was much more detailed, just like the book of John. It took 2 chapters at the end.
路加在路加福音完了以后，还在使徒行传第一章，就是我们今天读的哪一段的经文，做了一个总结。
Luke, after he finished the book of Luke, he also wrote in the first chapter of the book of Acts. It's just what we read, a summary of Jesus.
So, we can take a little time to read these scriptures and think about it.
So, today we should spend some time studying these scriptures and to meditate on it.
我们有几点我们可以去看一下。
There are several things we can look at.
耶稣在这段时间再次的显现给这些门徒跟其他人。
So once again, during this time, Jesus revealed himself to the disciples and others.
我们再去看一下他怎么样去显现给他们看。
Let's look how he revealed himself to them.
在这段时间耶稣怀他的门徒很多的教导。
During this period of time, he had many teachings for his disciples.
他也给他们有些责备，也有一些劝勉。
He also have some reproach for them and encouragement.
后来耶稣还在重生一次，给这些门徒一些的特别的使命。
And then he gave them a special commission.
到最后，耶稣也在臣服他给他们的应许。
And at, finally, he repeated the promises.
我们可以看撒只是应许到最后怎么样的实现。
We can also look at how those promises were fulfilled.
当耶稣复活的时候，起初是显示给那些妇女们。
When he first resurrected, he appeared to some women.
因为那些妇女们先跑到那边，到坟墓那边去看。
Because they went early in the morning to the grave.
他们发现耶稣不见了。
And they realized Jesus is not there.
然后那些妇女们回去告诉那些门徒。
And then they returned to tell the disciples.
那些门徒并不太相信这个事情。
At that time, they did, those disciples did not quite believe it.
他们对耶稣的复活是有怀疑。
They have doubts about Jesus' resurrection.
我们看到这些门徒他们不是很明白这个事情。
We can see they did not quite understand this matter.
在路加福音二十四章、马可福音十六章那边都提到他们门徒之间他们怀有一些的讨论这个事情。
So in both the Matthew and the Mark, they have the recordings of the discussion.
后来耶稣也多次在显现给其他更多的人。
And then later, he many times Jesus revealed himself to more people.
其中有两个事情，我想我们特别有看啥。
And there are two things I think we should pay attention to.
耶稣不仅对他们的显现。
Not only Jesus revealed himself to them.
第一个事情，他当跟多马显现的时候，他还要他去检现他的肋旁的伤痕，他手上面的钉痕。
So when he revealed to Thomas, he also present his wound and encouraged Thomas to touch it.
但是在起初的时候，耶稣是不想让他们去碰他的。
But at the very beginning, Jesus did not want anyone to touch him.
在约翰福音二十章跟路加福音二十四章都记载这个事情。
So they were also both recorded in Luke 24 and John 21.
第二个事情是在约翰二十一章那边讲到提到耶稣还跟这些门徒一起用饭。
It was recorded in John 21 that Jesus ate with the disciples.
在路加福音二十四章前面的时候还提到耶稣还问他们拿鱼吃。
And in Matthew 24, it records Jesus asked them to bring the fish.
后来我们看见耶稣不单只跟他们一起用饭，他还跟他们一起预备这个晚饭给他们。
Not only that he ate with them, he also prepared dinner for them.
但是门徒起初不太认得他是谁。
But at the beginning, they did not quite realize who he is.
我们看见，只等到耶稣把饼拿起来逐谢的时候，突然门徒晓得他是谁。
So then we know, until the moment Jesus took the bread and broke it, they realized it was the Lord.
在神学里面有一个字。
There's a word in theology.
叫做 theophany。
It's a theophany.
这个字就是神对人的显现的意思。
This means when deity presents to people.
我想我们在旧约的时候好像我举个例，当神显示给摩西看的时候，神是在让他看见一个很特别的东西，就是有火焰在烧。
So we know that when God revealed himself to Moses was a special event and he revealed him through the burning bush.
这个字不是两句可以去解释清楚，我想我也不是特别要去解释这个字。
It is very difficult to explain this theophany clearly.
但是我们知道耶稣是道成肉身。
We know that Jesus was the incarnate body
圣灵怀孕
and was moved by the Holy Spirit.
这是耶稣第一次来到 人当中显示给我们看。
So this is the first time Jesus revealed himself to men.
我们说神是一个灵，耶稣是神的儿子，他也是神。
So we say that God is a spirit, and Jesus is the Son of God, and Jesus is also God.
从耶稣复活以后，他的显现让我们看见一个事情：耶稣在地上是一个人，是有肉有血的一个人。
So we can see one thing that Jesus, when he was on this earth, he was a man with blood and flesh.
他在十字架钉死是真实的，他的复活也是真实的。
So his crucifixion is true, and his resurrection is also true.
因为在他身上，我们知道他有钉痕，有伤痕，这因为他是一个有血有肉的身体。
Because on his body there were wounds and the nail marks because it was blood and flesh.
他跟门徒一起吃饭，他表明他也是要食物，跟我们人一样。
He ate with them, said tell us, he also needed food just like us.
因为耶稣是神，但是他来到世上的时候，他是用一个人的身份来到这里。
Even though he was a God, but he came to this world to be as a man.
耶稣不单只是有神圣，他也是有人圣。
He not only has a deity, he also has a humanity.
这是耶稣基督特别有的。
This is a very unique about Jesus Christ.
神可以用很多方法去显现给我们人看。
God can reveal us in many ways.
但是神是通过耶稣基督特别用这个方法来显现给我们。
But God specifically revealed himself to us through Jesus.
在四福音里面记载到耶稣多次显现在门徒当中。
In the four Gospels, many times Jesus presented himself among the disciples.
在开始的时候很奇怪，为什么这些门徒不能够认识他？
Why at the very beginning they did not recognize him?
当然他复活以后可能他的相貌有点变了。
Maybe his presence changed after resurrection.
其实门徒不太相信耶稣已经复活。
Actually, they did not really believe that he was risen.
所以在马可福音十六章十四节那边我们看到耶稣责备他们不信。
So in Mark 16:14, it shows that Jesus reproached their disbelief.
他说他心里刚硬。
He told them they're hard-hearted.
因为他们不信那些在他复活以后见到他的人。
Because they did not believe those who saw Jesus after his risen.
路加福音二十四章十六节那边也同样说他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。
So this in Luke 24 is recorded that their eyes prevented them from recognizing him.
然后耶稣不单只跟他们谈话，还继续的教导他们。
Not only Jesus continued to converse with them, but he also taught them.
在路加福音二十四章后面二十五节那边，耶稣跟他们说。无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。
So in Luke it recorded Jesus told them, "O foolish man, you are slow, your hard heartness slow to recognize what the prophet has spoken."
二十六节说，基督怎样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
He continues to say, was it not necessary for Christ to suffer and enter into his glory?
耶稣继续还解释给他们说，在二十七节那边说，并且是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所记着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
It also recorded that Jesus taught them from Moses to all the prophets regarding what things about him in all the scriptures.
要记得这些人不是没有见过耶稣。
You need to remember these people not because they never met Jesus.
他们也跟耶稣 也蛮长的一段时间。
They also spent a long time with Jesus.
但是他们确实没有办法明白他是耶稣。
But they did indeed have trouble understand Jesus.
虽然他们眼睛看见，但是他们心里面不信。
Even though they seen it, but their heart does not believe.
直到耶稣后来擘饼的时候，他们突然眼睛打开。
Until when Jesus started to break the bread, their eyes were opened.
他们这个在记载到路加福音二十四章三十三十一节那边。
So that was recorded in Luke 24:33.
只等到耶稣在煮些饼的时候，他们才认得。
And they did not recognize Jesus until he started breaking the bread.
后来门徒他们中间有谈论，他们觉得耶稣跟他们讲话的时候，他们的心里面好像觉得不太一样。
And then some of the disciples realized they felt differently when Jesus was talking with them.
我不知道我们当我们、在吃饭的时候，有些时候我们在要煮些感谢主的时候，我们心里面会感觉到什么。
I don't know when we, before we eat, when we say grace, how did we feel in our hearts?
或者我会问你，假如今天你听到神的话语的时候，你的心里面会感觉是怎么样？
Or I ask you today, when you hear the words of God, how does you feel in your heart?
另外一件事是在约翰福音二十一章那边记载的。
The other thing was recorded in John 21.
就是耶稣在海提比里亚海边跟他们显现。
It's when Jesus appeared to me by the Sea of Tiberias.
那个时候彼得跟那些门徒一起回去打鱼。
It recorded that Peter and the disciples went fishing.
那一个晚上他们打不到什么东西。
They didn't catch any fish all night long.
然后他们看见有个人站在岸上，但是他们不认得他是耶稣。
Then they saw a person stood by the beach, but they did not recognize that was Jesus.
然后叫他们把他的网撒在船的右边。
So Jesus told them to cast the net on the right hand side of the boat.
然后就他们打了153条鱼。
And then they were able to catch a great number of fish.
记得在路加福音前面、第五章前面也记载了同样的事情。
I remember it at the early part of Luke also recorded similar things.
门徒打鱼的时候打不到鱼。
So when the disciples were fishing, they couldn't catch any.
还是耶稣教他们怎么样去打鱼。
And Jesus taught them how to fish.
后来耶稣教他们来吃早饭。
And then Jesus asked them to come eat breakfast.
那个时候门徒不敢问他是谁。
At that time, they didn't dare to ask who he is.
因为他们知道那是主耶稣基督。
Because they knew that was Jesus, their Lord.
耶稣就把饼跟鱼拿来给他们。
So Jesus brought them fish and bread.
我不晓得耶稣在哪里找这些鱼跟饼给他们。
I don't know where Jesus found those fish and bread.
他其实也问门徒 拿一点鱼嘛。
He also asked the disciples to bring the fish.
耶稣从死里面复活以后，这是第三次跟门徒的显现。
So this is the third time Jesus appeared to the disciples after his risen.
在这个事情，我们看见耶稣叫他们打鱼，并且帮助他们生活上面一些的需求。
So here we can see not only Jesus taught them how to fish, he also supplied what their needs are.
耶稣复活以后，他表明他自己是谁。
After the resurrection, Jesus explained and showed him who he is.
他不只显现给他们，让他们知道他有复活的能力。
Not only he want to reveal to them that he is living.
他是复活的主。
He is the Lord of resurrection.
其实他跟这些门徒以后生活都是有关。
All this are related to the lives of all his disciples.
但是我想我们知道打鱼不是耶稣要他们做的事情。
I know that to fish is not what Jesus taught want them to do.
记得耶稣呼叫这些门徒的时候。
I'm sorry.
耶稣呼叫门徒。
I remember when Jesus first called the disciples.
他告诉他们要他们得人如得鱼。
He said he's going to make them fishers of men.
在读马太福音二十八章的时候，有一段经文我们应该很熟悉。
There is a passage in Matthew 28 we're very familiar with.
在十八节到二十节那边。
From verse 18.
那边就是耶稣给门徒的最后的一个差遣。
So that was the last commission from Jesus for the disciples.
十八节那边说，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以我们要去。使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So it was recorded that Jesus said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth have given to me, therefore goMake disciples of all nations and baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them all I have taught you to obey. I will with you always until the end of the ages.
我们通常常用这一段经文来做我们对外宣教的一个经
文。 We often use this passage as the mission work of our churches.
马可福音也十六章也记载同样，耶稣跟他们说：“你们往普天下去传福音给万民，信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。”
So in Mark, it also recorded Jesus told them, "Go into all the world and preach gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and baptized shall be saved. Whoever disbelieved shall be condemned."
在路加福音二十四章四十七、四十八也同样说到，但是在四十九节那边还怀扎了一节。
In the 24th, they also recorded the same thing, but they added one verse in verse 49.
路加福音二十四章四十九节那边说：“我要将我父所应许的葬在你们身上，你们要在城里等候。”直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
In 24:49 it says, Behold, I'm sending forth the promise of my Father upon you, but you are to stay in the city until you are clothed with the power from on high.
耶稣重复在他没有钉十字架以前，他跟门徒他给他的应许。
So here Jesus is repeating the promise he gave to the disciples before his death.
我们后来在使徒行传那边，我们也看见耶稣在特别在提到这个事情。
And in book of the Acts, we read Jesus said the same thing again.
但是在约翰福音二十一章那边，我们看见另外一个事情，就是耶稣跟彼得的一个对话。
So in John 21, we see something different. We saw the dialogue between Jesus and Peter.
记得耶稣被出去以后，彼得曾经三次不认主。
So we remember that after Jesus was arrested, Peter three times denied Jesus.
耶稣也预言到这个事情。
Jesus also prophesied this.
在这里耶稣问彼得他是否爱他。
Here Jesus asked Peter that, Do you love me?
耶稣不只问他一次，不止两次。
Not only he asked him once or twice.
而是三次。
He asked him three times.
当然耶稣问这个爱是有，我们可以看见会有一些不同的意思在里面。
We know the three times he used the word love have three different meanings.
我想我们也不要特别去看解是希腊文。
I don't think we need to spend time on the Greek words.
因为耶稣其实要看彼得他明白他怎样是爱他。
Because Jesus wants Peter to realize how he loves him.
其实耶稣在那边是要看彼得明不明白他要怎样去爱他。
So it also indicates Jesus wants to know if Peter understands how Jesus wants Peter to love him.
我们晓得彼得不是一个什么的有学者。
We know that Peter is not a scholar.
耶稣也没有叫彼得去再去怎么去读什么书。
Jesus didn't tell Peter to go study.
但是耶稣给彼得一个很特别的使命。
But Jesus gave Peter a very special command.
就是牧养他的羊。
To shepherd his sheep.
牧养他的教会其实。
And to shepherd his church.
想想彼得怎么样去做。
Just to think, how is Peter going to do it?
我们晓得彼得不是保罗。
We know Peter is not a Paul.
彼得是一个很粗很粗的人。
Peter is not a very sophisticated person.
我不晓得他的希腊文懂不懂。
I don't even know if he understood the Greek.
假如他懂的话，他不会这样去答复耶稣的问题。
If he understood, he would not have answered Jesus in the way he did.
但是我们看见耶稣不是因为他是一个粗人，但是耶稣还是把一个很重大的使命交给彼得。
But even though he is not very sophisticated, Jesus gave him a great command.
耶稣给彼得这个使命，我想没有比什么更大。
I don't think there's anything would be greater than the commission that Jesus gave to Peter.
其实耶稣还告诉彼得以后会发生在他身上的事情。
Also, Jesus taught him what's going to happen to him in the future.
他最后会受到逼迫，会死。
And he will be persecuted and martyred later.
可能彼得那个时候不太明白。
At that time, I don't think Peter understood.
我想这个只是我的感觉啊。
This is only how I feel.
但是我们见到彼得以后所做的事情。
But we do see what Peter accomplished later.
我想我们看见以后在使徒行传里面，我们看见讲到以后都是彼得站起来。
We know that in the book of Acts, later Peter stood up and preached.
彼得也没有写下什么东西，就两本书很简单的。
Peter only wrote two very simple books in the Bible.
不像约翰。
It's not like John.
但是彼得其实在神给他的托付，耶稣特别给他。
But Peter have a special commission from Jesus.
其实我们也可以问问我们自己，今天神给我们每一个人，我们的使命是在哪里？
Actually, each one of us today, we can also ask, what is the commission that Jesus gave to us?
不管你是不是拿了博士。
Whether you have a doctorate degree or not.
而且你没有读过什么书。
Or you haven't studied much.
但是耶稣基督会给我们每一个人都会有一个特别的使命。
But Jesus Christ will give each one of us a special commission.
当耶稣要差派这些门徒出去的时候，说是很容易，但是叫他们做的时候，其实不是很简单的一回事。
When Jesus started sending the disciples, it's easier for to send them, but to have them do it was not that easy.
不要说以后耶稣还要离开他们。
Not even to mention Jesus going to leave them.
当耶稣在地上的时候，耶稣他们可以跟着耶稣到处跑。
When Jesus was on the earth, they can follow him with him.
没有吃的时候，他可以问耶稣怎么办。
If they don't have anything to eat, they can ask Jesus what to do.
但是当他们看见耶稣被钉十字架，虽然复活，他们怕得要死。
Even though they saw Jesus nailed, was resurrected, they were scared.
他们跑回家，把门关起来。
So they went home and shut the door.
在约翰福音前面，当耶稣告诉他们，他要离开他们的时候。
In Book of John, when Jesus told them he was going to leave them,
耶稣特别告诉他们要从父那里差圣灵来到他们当中。
And Jesus told them he would send a counselor to come to their midst.
在马太福音二十八章二十节那边，耶稣给他们应许说，与他们同在，直到世界的末了。
In Matthew 28, Jesus promises that I am with you always till the end of the ages.
路加福音二十四章，你们今天读了哪四十九节那边？我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
So in Luke 24, he says, I will send forth what my Father has promised you. You shall stay in the city until you are close with the power comes from on high.
到最后，耶稣要离开他们的时候，还特别叫他们要等候这个圣灵来到他们当中。
At the end, when he was about to leave them, he reminded them to wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
其实我们要看另外一个事情，就是当耶稣第一次显现给他们的时候，耶稣是向他们吹了一口气。
So the first thing we need to know when he first revealed himself to the people, what did he command them to do?
耶稣给他们吹了一口气，就是圣灵给他们。
So Jesus gave them the promise of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
后来当门徒等到五旬节的时候，这个事情再一次的应验。
So when it came to the day and the Holy Spirit came and fulfilled the promise.
因为他晓得假如这些门徒没有神的能力，他们事实不能做什么事情。
Because he knew that they cannot do anything without the power coming from the Holy Spirit.
在预备这个经节的这段今天讲到的时候，今天我读到另外一节的经文。
And when I was prepared the sermon, I read another passage.
这一节经文是四月里面我们在我们团契里面。要背的一节，我们一个月只背一节经文，不像你们每个礼拜有经文要背。
So this is the verse that we memorize in our fellowship.
是在罗马书十五章十三节那边。
It's in Romans 15:13.
我们假如有圣经可以打开读一下。
Let's turn our Bible to Romans 15:13.
这经文我们每个礼拜聚会的时候，我们都要每一个人都要背的。
This is the one verse where every one of us need to memorize during our worship every week.
十五章十三节那边说，但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们能藉着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
我坦白告诉你，这经文我一直在读，一直没有办法记下来。
I can honestly tell you, when we just read it once, we cannot memorize it.
我没有办法记下来，不是这一节经文的前后，我常常把它。
So the trouble is I couldn't remember this order of the words. I often change it.
因为我们要晓得喜乐平安要充满我们的心是神给我们是我们的盼望但是我们要藉着圣灵的能力才有
Because we know that joy and peace is what God will give to us. He wants us to hope for but we can only have itThrough the power of the Holy Spirit.
门徒当时很恐怕。
At a time, the disciples were indeed fearful.
因为他们看见耶稣离开他们。
因为 they know that Jesus is going to leave them.
但是只等到圣灵来到他们当中的时候，他们晓得他们的力量从哪里来。
And then they will know when the Spirit came upon them, they will know where their power come from.
十六章马可福音二十节那边给我们读到，他们就到处宣传福音。主我他们同工，用神迹随着证实所传的道。
So in Mark 16 it says they started preaching the gospel and the Lord worked with them until they have reached the end.
我想我们想想耶稣要离开他们以后怎么样跟他们一起的同工。
So let's think Jesus is going to leave them and how they're going to work with him in the future days.
但是门徒以后到外面他们所做的是凭着什么的力量。
But indeed when the disciples went out to do the things later, they have the power of Christ.
耶稣复活在地上40天。
Jesus resurrected and spent 40 days on earth.
他显现给门徒看，跟他们一起用饭。
He revealed himself to the disciples and ate with them.
给他们再一次的教导。
Once again taught them.
也给门徒再一次的差遣。
And sent them again.
他不单只再一次给他们的应许，也让门徒看见圣灵的力量。
Not only he gave them the promise, he also let them see the power of the Holy Spirit.
最后当耶稣升天的时候，我们看见有一个小小的故事。
There is a story regarding Jesus' ascension.
在记载在使徒行传第一章第十十一节那边。
It's recorded in Acts chapter 1 verse 11.
那边有当门徒站在那边看着耶稣升天的时候，他旁边有两个人穿着白衣服。
That was in verse 10, when the disciples stood there watching Jesus' ascension, there were two men in white clothes.
问他们站在那边怀望看着天来做什么。
So stood beside them and asked,That what are you standing looking into the sky?
然后那两个人告诉他们，耶稣将有一天会回来。耶稣怎么样上升上天去，他还要怎么样回来
？And they told the disciples that Jesus shall return. That he said that who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in just the same way.
我想哪两个不是人了，哪两个是天使，结果我很伤心，这个是哪两个穿白衣服的不是普通人，应该是天使。
So I believe those two are not ordinary men. I think they are angels.
结果只是我领受这个，因为假如不是天使的话，他们不会知道耶稣会再来。
This is how I come to understand, because if they are not angels, how do they know Jesus will come again?
在过去历史里面，我们也知道有一些很有趣的事情发生。
We know there are many interesting things that happened.
因为有些不是教会，有些信徒，他们也会穿着白衣服跑到山上面去等耶稣回来。
We know that many believers, they would wear white clothes, go up the mountain, and waiting for Jesus to come again.
当然我们可以理解穿白衣服是代表圣洁的意思。
We can understand that wear white clothes represents being holy.
等候耶稣再回来也是一个很好的盼望。
It's a good hope to wait on Jesus coming again.
但是换了白衣服是不是等于你是圣洁？
But,Just to wear white clothes, does it really mean you're holy?
把一些事情放下，去等耶稣回来，是不是一个敬虔的行动？
Put something aside to go and wait for Jesus coming, is that a good religious service?
耶稣也亲自告诉他们，他回来的时候日子，没有人晓得。
And Jesus actually told him, the day of his coming, no one shall know.
今天我们知道耶稣已经复活。
Today we know that Jesus has risen.
不仅如此，他也升了天。
Not only he also ascended.
虽然我们没有亲眼看见。
Even though we did not eyewitness it.
但是借着圣徒，借着过去门徒他们写下来。
But through what the Bible has been written.
今天耶稣是还坐在神的右边。
So today Jesus is also sitting on the right hand side of God.
耶稣升天不只是到今天不止四十天。
Jesus has after his resurrection until today is not only 40 days.
不止四十年，也不止四百年。
Not only 40 years, another even only 400 years.
但是耶稣还没有回来。
But Jesus is still not back yet.
那我会问大家，我们今天我们坐在这里，还要做一些什么事情？
So now I ask, today as we sit here, what things are we supposed to do?
我不是说你们不要回来聚会啊。
I'm not saying don't come for worship.
但是我想，我们还有下面每一天的时间，我们。还有很多事情神会要我们做的。
But I'm saying that God will have things He wanted us to do every day.
这个我留在给你们上个礼拜你们讨论的时候去思想。
So this would be a question for you to think in your discussion next week.
因为王弟兄跟我们分享。